Welcome to the deep state. Welcome to the deep state tactics, where everything is done to suppress. Here we are looking at Cuba, and Cuba is going to be, if we don't stop it, it'll be the future of America, where all they want is freedom. All they want is liberty. Where people in this country who are shamefully attacking, shamefully going against, burning the flag, hating our country, and other countries that they sport our flag when they protest. They run around with our flag in the streets in London, in China, in Cuba, because they want freedom. And in this very country right here, we have people in this country who have no idea what true communism looks like. All of this pay your fair share stuff, these little catchy phrases that we run around and say. The rich aren't paying enough, and the poor don't have enough, and all these things that we're trying to take from the rich to give to the poor, like Robin Hood. And the government is using all of the grievances of the people to try to take more power politically, not just politically, but legally, so that they can take away the rights of the people and cause us to be more under their control, more under their authority than before. And in other countries like Cuba, they don't even want the kind of government that we're seeking here. They are out there, or were out there, protesting because they can't just go to a store and get a variety of food at low cost. Bread is like, I think a loaf of bread there is 200 bucks in American money. They have Canadian dollars in their country, y'all. Are you aware of that? They use Canadian dollars to support their people. And if you don't have access to Canadian dollars, and if you don't have, you know, a relative lives in the U.S. or in Canada, you're just screwed. And the government takes away, if you have a company, they take the majority of your income. It's somewhere around 90%. Can you imagine being taxed at 90%? Your company does $1 million, and you only bring home 100,000? That's the way. And you can see now in certain states, in this great country that we live in now, you can see in certain states right now, they already have about a 50 to 70% tax. When you include the state and the federal taxes, before Trump came along, there was almost a 70% tax on the wealth, on wealthy. And then you wonder why the wealthy finds legal loopholes to get out of paying 70% of the tax. People don't believe me when I say that. Because when you're in a different income bracket, even as an employee, if you make, like, you know, depending on what state you're in, 40, 50 grand a year, we're taxed at maybe 30% federal tax, and, you know, I think overall 30%. But then when you reach, you know, a $90,000 a year, $100,000 a year, and in between that range, you get taxed at you're in a different income bracket now. You're now in the middle class. And once you're in the middle class of income, they tax you at 50%. I have a friend. He played for the Redskins. Just out of high school, he went to Delaware State. But anyway, he played for the Redskins back in, what, 05, 06? A couple years on the Ravens team. And he got his first check from playing football. And he was shocked. Not at how much money he made, but how much money they took out. He had never been in that income bracket before. And he was shocked. I think Cardi B had a freak out before for this very topic, where she called the government the mafia because they took out so much of her money. This is communism, y'all. That's only at 50%. In Cuba, they took out almost 90% of your money. You can't go to the store and see Wonder Bread, you know, butter bread, different kinds of different brands of butter bread. You don't see Captain Crunch and whatever other cereal they got. There's no variety there. There's literally shelves, entire shelves full of the same crap. Some off-brand, sunflower seeds, some off-brand cereal, some off-brand milk. And there's not variety. They're just shelves of the same garbage. Because communism is so effective. You know, in Cuba, when they protest, you know how protests stop in Cuba? The military gets the gun. And they go out there and they start pulling triggers. Yet when Trump said when the shooting starts, he was called a racist. This is what happens in communist countries. This is what happens. And of course, he was also saying that he's trying to stop the people in reference to the riots last year. He was trying to prevent the people, the citizens from rising up with their guns and defending themselves. He was trying to prevent that. That's why I say when the looting starts, the shooting starts. Of course, he was quoting George Wallace, a Democrat who started all that, who was using it in a racial term, a racial way. He was saying in a way that when the looting starts, the government's going to shoot. And he was referring to the blacks who were out there who were protesting liberty because we didn't have all full equal rights yet. This is a sidebar. But in Cuba, not about race anymore in Cuba. They are out there fighting for freedom, protesting peacefully sometimes. I say because then it evolved later on, but it began as peaceful. But you know why the protests stopped? Two reasons. Number one, the military went out there, and they're not the U.S. They don't go out there with riot shields and just tear gas and try to push you back. They went out there armed, like they're going to war, and they start shooting. And they black out the internet. They black out the comms. They black out the cell phone signals so that they can't communicate and organize because they know that. Now, mind you now, the people of Cuba, the citizens of Cuba do not have gun rights. Huh? Are you hearing me? They do not have gun rights. They do not have the right to own a firearm. They are unarmed citizens. And because they're unarmed, when they get into a conflict with the government just overruns them. They can go out there and shoot whoever they want to shoot. China, too. This is why the left-wing the left-wing mob is trying to come after the guns because they know that, just like Hitler. Hitler understood that after taking over healthcare, in the housing market, which is what Hitler did, after Hitler engineered social wars between classes, class wars rather, between classes of income, the rich versus the poor, after he raised taxes to divide the classes, making the rich pay more than the poor, and then also running campaigns to have the poor people upset at the rich for having so much. It's the same strategy we're seeing right now in the U.S. And because people don't understand history anymore, they can tell you every stat from their favorite athlete. They can tell you what happened on the last 10 reality shows. Give you a breakdown. They can even tell you what's going on, in the sports world, in the movie world. They can quote entire movies, but they can't even tell you how Hitler became powerful. Mao and all the, the dictators and how Cuba fell, how Venezuela fell, how China became so powerful, became so communistic. They can't even tell you how it happened. It doesn't even cross their mind that the stuff we're seeing right now on TV, with the mandates and the pushes, and we're coming door to door, and we're going to try to get all of the people vaccinated. Why? Because they want to create a list, just like Hitler did, creating a list. Creating a list of people who are not complying with the rule of his law. And if you aren't careful, you're going to make yourself a victim of the same crimes that the Jews were a victim of. You're going to make me a victim. Because if you don't act, and I don't act, and we don't come together, we're going to lose this country. In Cuba, they shoot you if you protest. And then they block out the comms so that you can't communicate and organize against them, because they know that the numbers are still there for the people. Even though they have guns and the other ones don't, they can probably get illegal guns from the cartels. They can get guns from the cartels. They can get guns from, you know, whoever. They can get guns. And if they have enough time to immobilize, they can overthrow the government. They know this. Now, we shouldn't do that, you know, at all. I'm not pushing for that. What I'm saying is I'm telling you why they are doing that, why they are trying to stop the comms from happening here. Then we have MSNBC come on TV and just say the dumbest things I've ever heard in my entire life. Follow me on Facebook, facebook.com/StephanRudd. I'm also on Telegram, t.me/StephanRudd. If I go back to Facebook jail, which I probably will, you can catch me on Telegram, where I'm always at. The same thing that's posted on Telegram on Facebook is also on Telegram. I'm also on Rumble, rumble.com/C/StephanRudd. You can also catch me on Getter. Okay, I know people are upset over Getter. It's a communist, Mao's child, Chinese fugitive. Oh, shut up! If Getter is any more dangerous than Facebook, who tells your friends to tell you to report you as a terrorist to the government, I think I'll be fine. I think my cell phone came from China, my computer came from China, the parts in there came from China. We're already being monitored, so I'm not freaking out over Getter. Okay. I'm already on Facebook, Twitter, and every other dangerous site. So Getter is no different. So I'm on Getter, at StephanRudd on Getter. And lastly, as a backup, I am on Gab, at GAB. My website is still down because I had, if you go to my site, thefontcast.com, my site has been down for a while. And I've been in this battle with the hosting provider that I'm with, and they claimed my site, you know, was corrupted and all this garbage, and I know it wasn't, but they're trying to fight me on free speech here. And I'm gonna tell you what a company is. I don't want to get sued, but we're in the middle of a fight now, and I finally said screw it. You know, I'm gonna have to build the whole site all over again on a different host, so I'm gonna have to get a new host, have a new site rebuilt. Right now, it's still showing that it's suspended because they're claiming that I've been hacked, or that I have I'm spamming people and stuff. It's complete garbage, y'all. It's just what they do to you when you have the truth inside of you. So the site is still down for now, but I'm going to get it back up eventually on a different host. I got to rebuild the whole site all over again. So give me some time there, and I'll have everything up for you guys, okay? And on the site, there should be some articles that I'm going to start posting again. I'm going to start redoing more articles. And so on and so forth. Okay. So in the meantime, I'm on social media. I do post a lot there, but in the future, I'm going to start posting more from my website when the site is up and ready. Okay.
Cuba's president again speaking out in the wake of the largest protest that nation has seen in a quarter century. He acknowledges his government's shortcomings in handling food shortages. It's been one of the driving factors of the demonstrations. Meanwhile, here in the United States,
he's handling his shortcomings, handling the shortcomings from the food shortages. Notice how they talk about people who are communists. When it comes to a patriot, when they have one mistake, like Trump probably should have, should have said something. He could have used different words when he said there was fine people on both sides. Okay, he didn't mean it the way they said he meant it. But he could have used different words so that it wouldn't be so bad, right? He could have said something like, you know, well, the people who protested, who weren't, you know, out there rioting, who weren't, you know, whatever. I would explain it like that. They were okay, but the other ones who were causing problems. Now he did say, he did clarify in there, but that one slip of the tongue, that one little, you know, thing in between where he says, well, there was fine people on both sides. He led there. He said that first. And then that's all. And he gave them the soundbite to run that and to make it seem like he meant that some, you know, in some way. Instead of giving a long, detailed, careful statement. So he made a mistake there. That was a minor shortcoming, in my opinion. He could have restated it a different way. Would have had totally different different reactions. Would have had totally different different responses. But this guy here in Cuba, the president and everyone down there, the government down there, they're not just these are shortcomings. The food shortages are not because of shortcomings. It's because of communism. Is the food short with everyone? Or is the food only short with the people? See, that's the part of, you know, the story that never gets told. The food shortages are occurring with the citizens because the citizens don't have the money to pay for it. They can't put them on the shelves. The government, you know, hoards all the food. They take 90% of everything. It's like being the old, you know, days of in America before the, you know, when it was slaves. You're out there, you know, doing most of the work for the government. In their case, it's like slavery. It's modern day slavery. You do all the work, the government hoards it, just like now, really, almost really in the U.S. You know, anyone who's traveled to, just a sidebar here, if you ever traveled to like Africa, they, you know, I mean the areas there are developed, you know, before, you know, all this tyranny came in, the last few whatever. African people, when they first come to the U.S., they complain about how much we work over here. You all work too much over here. Because in Africa, you don't work, you know, 5-6 days a week, you know, 12-hour shifts, you know, every day. You don't do that over there. You have shorter work days. You usually grow your own food. And then you have a lot of time to have fun. They sing songs, they dance, they party. I'm not saying that, you know, everything in Africa is good, but everything in Africa ain't bad either. My point is, yes, they don't have much in many areas, in most areas, but they also are not slaves to the government either. In most areas, maybe in other ways, and maybe because of the slave trade, African slave trade is through the roof, y'all. It's like you think people want to sit up here and talk about, you know, they want to fight over one white cop shooting one black guy. You know, 20 times a year, a white cop shoots an unarmed black man. Out of 2 million arrests, by the way, never mind that part there. 2 million arrests, 20 incidents a year, 20 mistakes a year. They have over 30 million slaves, black African slaves in America. I mean, in Africa. Not just there, you know, there's also slave trade, you know, in other areas too. There in South America, they call it trafficking though. They get the girls and the young boys, mostly girls, and women. They'll get a woman too, and they will push them around for sex. But they don't have the same. They're not like in Africa when they don't work as hard in the areas that, you know, are developing though and have a pretty decent economy as they would over here in the U.S. They get over here and it's like, oh my God, it's work all the time. You know why? Because we have to work so hard to pay Uncle Sam. They take so much of our money, 40 and 50% of our money. They take so much of our money and they keep on pushing more money to the system to create the inflation so that now, you know, our money is going further. We got less. You take more of it. We make less of it. And you're raising the prices at one time. What we got to do? Let's take on another shift. That's slavery. Your child has been raised by the system. Anyway, so now the Cubans are out there. They're sick of this crap, man. They don't want to give up, you know, all their money anymore, all their livelihood anymore. Half their, you know, most of their cattle, most of their, you know, grain of corn, whatever they grow, whatever they, you know, use to make money and to eat, or to buy. They don't want to give up, you know, the money anymore. They're tired of not having the free rights that we have here. And as you can see, they don't have the freedom of speech over there because they're being shot at when they go out there and protest. Here comes this moron says their shortcomings of the food shortage. That's not all of it that they're falling short on, Einstein. And you know this, sir. You know this. I'm going to go in and let this thing play because I'm going to get mad soon. And I don't want to start calling people names. Yesterday I did a show. And in the show, I had to stop the show because I was calling people names like left and right on the same exact story that I'm doing right now. So I have to be careful and remember that I'm a Christian, a man of God first. But I have to be careful because I can get really upset when it comes to this stupid stuff that's going on right now in the news.
United States, as supporters of the Cuban protesters in Miami continue their demonstrations, it's raising some new scrutiny of a law that Florida Governor Ron DeSantis signed back.
What 30 seconds into the story, right? Just a sidebar. They spent only a little bit of time talking about the actual plight of the people in Cuba. They're already onto Ron DeSantis' law. So now the outrage. So now this is the way of reporting. Well, we reported that it was an outrage over there. Yeah, for 30 seconds. And then you're going to spend all the rest of the 5 minutes or so discussing some horse crap.
Back in April, that law was in response to the Black Lives Matter protests.
Wrong. It was a response to Antifa and BLM rioting. They were rioting. They were not protesting. They were rioting. Now, maybe in the bill, there was a clause in the bill that said you couldn't stand anymore in the streets. Maybe there was. But the Antifa and BLM were rioting. They weren't just rioting. They killed 47 people in 3 months. 47 innocent civilians in 3 months who were doing nothing. Driving the trucks home to a different city for work. Going into the house, working their business and come outside and you stop. They were getting killed by BLM, Antifa, and our government in different areas, different cities, different states, liberal cities, liberal states did refuse to do their duty to the people. So Ron says, I'm going to make sure that it won't happen here. It wasn't a bill against BLM. It was a bill against rioters.
NBC's Carrie Sanders is in Miami. So, Carrie, explain the law to us and how it could factor into the...
He's asking a complete moron to explain the law. Go ahead.
...protest there.
Well, the law was brought into effect in response to Black Lives Matter, and it said in the 61 pages really clearly that if people went onto a major thoroughfare, a street, a highway and closed it down, they would be subject to arrest and it would be a felony arrest. So now let's take a look at the pictures this week.
Okay, now look at the image here. Okay, you heard what he said, right? This is how they do it. They said that if they're in the streets, it's a felony, right? Then they cut to the scene of the Cubans who are from Cuba, who are in the U.S., who have family in Cuba, who are being shot at. Some of them being killed. Some of them, you know, all of them are starving. And now he's coming back over to the people who are peacefully protesting because they want the U.S. to intervene. They want the U.S. to intervene. And what's happening here is he's calling these people felons. For just standing around.
On the Palmetto Highway in Miami, a major thoroughfare, which was shut down for more than 6 hours by those Cuban Americans in support of those on the island. What was not applied was this anti-riot law. And so the question.
Say it again, anti-riot law. See, they can't tell the truth. So it wasn't an anti-BLM law, was it? It was an anti-riot law. And are they rioting, sir? They're not rioting anywhere. They're standing there. Yeah, but the law says that they're considered felons. That could be true. But in law, if the word shall isn't there, isn't applied, it's not a mandate. If it says they can or will arrest or must arrest and charge with felonies, people who stand in the street, then they is at the discretion of the officer if they want to enforce that law. This is just legal terms. If you see shall, then it's a mandate in law. I know it doesn't matter. You know, I know words don't mean nothing to him because he doesn't. I'll be nice. He may not even have the acumen to understand legal terms. I'm not a lawyer, but I have lawyer friends and I read a lot of law. I know what I'm talking about here. Shall makes it mandatory. I'm not sure what the law says about that, but either way, it's always at the discretion of the officer of the law to decide whether they're going to enforce it. They can arrest you for, you know, driving recklessly. Really? If you're speeding and changing lanes without using signal, they can arrest you. They don't enforce that law because they'd rather just give you a ticket and a warning. And so what Ryan is doing is his people, his officers are they're allowing them to protest without, you know, breaking the law first, without committing actual violence first. Were they to get violent, then they will move in and take them. But it's interesting how they always try to impugn the people of color when it suits them. But then when it's time to paint someone as a racist, it's amazing because they're people of color. The Cubans are, some of them look white, but you know what I'm saying. But a lot of them, you know, are dark and brown. People of color. The narrative doesn't apply anymore, does it? It's amazing how they use double standards here, because when they're still able to flip around and make it about race, even though the people that are involved are also a part of the minority class. And what happened anyway.
Question then came up among those who are aligned with Black Lives Matter or those who are just civil rights leaders that felt that, well, when that law was passed, we were suspect about why it was being passed, and now we don't see it being applied.
Okay, so now, and this is where I want to end it, because if I watch anymore, I'm going to lose it. He's trying to imply here that BLM and Antifa, they're not rioters. They're just civil rights leaders. Martin Luther King was a civil rights leader. These people out there on the streets are felons. The ones who are rioting and burning down buildings and stuff and fighting regular civilians and killing people because they're a part of a certain political party or movement or group are felons. MLK Jr. did not do any of that stuff. Now he may have been a part of some protests that got violent at some point, but he never called for it. It wasn't his agenda. And we know this because we have the history. So don't call these people out there who are whining crybabies, what are they whining about? They don't even know what they're writing about anymore. I don't mean the Cubans. I mean the ones who are BLM. They don't even know what they're writing about anymore. What are they really writing about now? Do they know? It's unreal. And so when you hear people who are of Cuban descent, and they come out and they speak about what's happening in Cuba, they have a totally different take on what's going on there. Now, just take a look. Listen to this guy here from TikTok. He's Cuban, and he's trying to give us, you know, a real breakdown of what's happening down there. Watch this.
Hello, everyone. I will try to do my best because my English is not very well. But I will do my best so you guys can understand what I'm saying. This message is directly to Black Lives Matter movement. You guys suck. You know why you guys suck? Because you guys, any of you guys, any live in a communist country, in a socialist country. The day you guys go to Cuba, I leave for a month at least, then you guys can talk about Cuba. Then you guys can talk about Cubans. Cuba is not a paradise. Cuba is not like a pretty island. It's not. Cuba is a dictatorship country. Cuba is a dictatorship government. People are protesting right now in Cuba. They're not protesting because they want the embargo to be off. No. They're protesting because they want to be free. They're protesting in Cuba because they want a freedom. That's why they're protesting. The day that the Cuban people have freedom, the embargo disappears. Any restriction that United States have over Cuba are going to disappear. I see, like that. When the people in Cuba have freedom. In Cuba, you cannot speak. You cannot think. Thinking in Cuba, take you to jail. Speaking in Cuba, taking to jail. In order that has to be with embargo. In Cuba, it's not about color. It's about head. It's about mouth. Whatever you think, whatever you talk, that the government don't like, they can take you to jail.
Isn't it happening here now? Isn't this happening here now in the U.S.? And see, right now, the liberal voters, the ones who are in the liberal class, who hate Trump, they're championing all this stuff, attacking people who have different points of view and different thoughts, and people like me who have free thought, and we understand that we can ask questions about certain things that don't make sense. And we have the right to have our own opinions about stuff. They want us shut down. Look at Facebook. Look at Twitter. Look at YouTube. Just name look at Twitch. Name any big name left-wing social media network. And they're all shutting us down for speaking the truth. That goes against what they want and what they believe and what their agenda is. And we have it. So right now being done one-sidedly, if I go up there and say, talk about the election being a fraud too much, I'm gone. Child trafficking, I'm gone. Coronavirus been a hoax, I'm gone. I'm gone. And you're gone. And I've been gone several times already. 150 days this year, or not this year, but in the last, nine months? In Facebook jail, just for telling the truth. And so right now is one-sided right now. It's one-sided. It's the liberals who have their agendas and their ideologies and they are happy because we're being attacked. But what always happens is once they attack one side and they gain full power, then everybody is thrown into that category. They can't see that. Even these so-called Christians out there, I won't say that, the Christians out there who so-called have discernment, who are still supporting Democrats and left-wing agendas. I'm like, how can you support them and not have the understanding of what their agenda is? This is happening in Cuba. We have so many examples right now. And people just don't want to wake up. They would rather stay asleep because it's easier to believe whatever is on TV than to believe people who are speaking stuff that is not commonly known. Even though what we believe is more commonly known than what they believe, we are the majority. That's why we voted for Trump. I believe it was 90 million votes. I believe it was over 90 million votes that they got Trump in office. I believe that.
They can kill you. They can kill you. They can disappear you. And your family cannot do anything. If your family go to the street to protest, the whole family disappear.
You hear that? So if your son go out there in Cuba, your son go out there and protest, you have no idea what's happening. He out there protesting, and they find out, this is the family. They go to your house and they kill the entire family. Why? Because in communism, they consider anyone that you live with and associate with possibly infected by your virus. They call your free speech and your rights a virus. And they eradicate everyone that's tied to you because they don't want that to spread. That's how they were. They were the same way in Germany. And we can go through all the people. We can spend all day long discussing all the ones who were like that. But the point is made here. And he's saying this is still happening today.
And nobody do nothing about that. And the whole world know that. How bad at the Cuban government. So stop lying to American people. None of you guys, Black Lives Matter movement, can live in Cuba. Because you guys will be dead, or will be disappeared, or will be in jail right now. Stop lying to American people.
Wow. Wow. I mean, you can't get you can't get any more real than that. And this guy here, you know, he obviously is a U.S. citizen because he's able to say these things. And even he saying this puts his family in Cuba at risk still. So we're headed that way if we don't turn course. Come back to the founding of the foundations of America. Back to republicanism. We were never a democracy. Democracy always leads to tyranny at some point in time. You know, in fact, democracy, if you compare the policies of democracy and communism and socialism, it's the same. It's really the same. The difference is democracy, you give up your rights by vote. Communism is done by force. Socialism is really a mirror of democracy where you give up your rights by force, by choice, through votes and influence. The same thing. Democracy, so the term Democrat, socialist, and communist are all the same. It's a matter of which method of losing your rights do you want to have. That's why I don't believe that we can have a true America with Democrats, or democracy, with Democrats at all. I mean the idea of taking from somebody else to give to someone else. People say, well, we need to cross the aisle and unite the country with unified votes. How do we do that when you have one side want to take and one wants to give? How do you unite? Can Satan and God walk hand in hand? Can good and evil walk hand in hand? They're going to balance each other out. Well, God and Satan, God going to he going to crush Satan because he just too, but you know, that's bad. That's a bad example there. But you know what I'm saying? God's too powerful. It's too powerful. He will crush Satan. But on earth, the good and the bad creates an unhealthy balance where you're not going to have no true paradise. And we have to have, you know, good. And I believe that being conservative, in my opinion, it was the best choice I've ever made. I made the choice when Trump announced his run for office, honestly, because I was a Democrat for a long time. I still saw things that didn't make sense, but I said, okay, well, you know, the race is right, you know, so-and-so. And that's my mentality that I met, you know, that I realized after the fact, you know, years and years later. You know, how was that? I was like 37, 38 years old. And I realized, oh my God, what the heck am I doing? You know, I'm voting for people who are trying to take everything from me all the time. And then I realized, you know, why I believe what I believed about the right, the people on the right. It was all propaganda. It was all propaganda, y'all. So we're in America now. And in America, they're trying to bring the same spirit of communism here, so that they can have the same control. they envy Cuba and they envy these other countries that have total control over the people. This is why they want to they want to remove the police officers, because they want to federalize the police force so that it's controlled by the deep state, controlled by, you know, the federal government, who is controlled by the Vatican. That's a long story there. How America was owned, it was sold out to the to Britain back in 1871. And, you know, during the Treaty of Washington, it was sold out to Britain. Even the IRS was created, you know, is a British company that's owned by the Crown Royal. So we're being managed, you know, and taxed and taken over by the Brits. I'm not saying the Brits, you know, are evil, but I'm just saying, you know, I'm giving you history here. And the Vatican owns Britain, and the Vatican controls the Crown Royal. So essentially, we were being dominated by the Pope. We were being owned, controlled, and operated by the Pope and those people that are in those positions of power, and the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds, the bankers of the world. We're being controlled by private companies and the Pope and, of course, you know, the Crown Royals. It's unreal. They have tried to dominate the entire world through all of the controls. But anyway, so we're going to see a blackout of the comms soon, because in the first video I showed you, they were talking about this. They were discussing how China was involved with giving out the devices that were needed to provide the internet to the people. So when they wanted to get rid of the comms, and they said, Huawei? Didn't Trump ban Huawei in America? Remember that? A year before COVID hit? Didn't Trump ban Huawei in America? Can you even buy a Huawei phone anymore? You probably can. I can't find one anymore. They used to be in Best Buy everywhere. Now it's gone. I don't see it anymore. It got banned. Why? Because China was using it to control people. And they still can, because they got your Android phone. They got an Apple phone. They got back doors into all your phones. And if you have a regular phone, and you have apps on your phone that are owned and controlled by China, there's a lot of those out there, then you're going to have problems, you know, with that too. They can block your messages from getting sent out. That's coming too. They're going to black out the comms, y'all. When the proof of their fraud comes out, they're going to black out the comms, the internet, the phones. They're going to all shut down because they have to stop. Why? Because I believe they're going to start a false flag, and they're going to make it look like it's Trump supporters. And if they kill the comms, nobody can communicate the truth. So the only truth they're going to see, we're going to see, you know, I put that in quotes, the truth in quotes we're going to see is the truth that comes on TV. So it'll be MSNBC and CNN and all the hacks out there, even Fox, talking about Trump supporters out there rioting. And really, it's Antifa and BLM. They're blaming it on us because they want to make it look like Trump is trying to take over the country with force. See, in Cuba, it was blacked out because they want the people to not be able to immobilize and overthrow the government. But in the U.S., it'd be because they want to be able to smear Trump and his attempt to get back into office by accusing him of trying to take over the presidency using force. So, but all these here are signs that we're close to the end. And if they're already beginning to black out the comms, if they're already beginning to stop people in different countries from communicating, then it means that we're on the verge of our own blackout soon. Our own comm. It might be an actual literal blackout for, you know, who knows? The hours, maybe a couple of days, who knows? But all of these are signs that we're headed towards the end of this fiasco, in my opinion. And maybe we'll get there before before the end of August. Who knows? I hope so. A lot of people are pushing for August something, August 10th to August 15th for something to happen. I'm not sure. I'm not giving you a date. I don't know. I just heard Steve Bannon there. I heard Mike Lindell, you know, and I heard Michael Flynn. So I'm not sure what they're was happening in this month, but it seems like a pretty big month for some reason. Maybe the audits come out, the election audits come out. Who knows? And then that begins the riots. Who knows? I don't know. But we're close. We're almost there. So just keep your head up, y'all. Keep pushing. And I would say, look, you know, listen, y'all. If you don't believe now that we are actually winning this war, I don't know what to say to you. I think we're winning the war, because if they have to black out the comms, if they have to, you know, suppress the speech, if they have to, they can't contain. They only block out stuff when they can't stop people from disbelieving the truth. But in the U.S., the blacking the comms out is a red line, according to Q. It's a red line. And when they black out the comms, then they're going to have to bring in the satellites and override everything. Emergency broadcast system will come online. And I believe that could start the beginning of some of the arrests. And I believe that we're going to hear some of the activity that's going on involving these arrests and involving election fraud through the emergency broadcast system. If they black the comms out, that is. Whenever the comms go dead, whenever the internet goes dead, that's when we get, and I think we're right there, because they're going to do a test on the EMS, I think, next month, actually. Yeah, in August, yeah. So we're almost there. And I believe that that the white hats are winning the war. Don't believe anything that Trump is not a white hat. Ron DeSantis is a white hat too. I know it looks like, you know, he's not a white hat. He's a white hat. He is a judge, a military judge. Look up his resume. Ron is his Navy. He's still active duty, by the way. He's not like, you know, like he might go back to that stuff after he finishes, you know, this here, I believe. Because he's been in and out of the Naval JAG, you know, program, if you call that, you know, a few times. So he might go back, you know, to that after, who knows? He's still young. He might want to run for, you know, for in president. Who knows? But he is a lawyer. Or rather, a judge, I believe. I believe a judge. Well, from what I was reading about him, he was a judge. So they are afraid of him because he has the ability to put them in jail. He probably will be ruling on some of these cases coming forward. We have Ghislaine Maxwell. We have Ghislaine Maxwell now. And her, she had 52, you know, 52 files just days ago that got unsealed by the courts. We're on the verge of some serious changes here, y'all. And keep your head up and be patient and keep praying to God. The Lord, let the Lord, you know, our prayer should be that God is willing that this is not the time for the end times to come, okay? That's my prayer. I want more time on earth. I want more time to achieve things here, to get some people saved, or whatever. I want more time on the earth, Lord. That's my prayer. Yours should be the same thing. Unless you want to go to heaven, you know. If you're ready to go home, you know, go home. Then I ain't mad at you. But my prayer and your prayer should be more time, Lord. More time. We can influence God in that way. Like it was in Abraham's day. More time, Lord. We need to get more people into the body of Christ. And I want to see things happen, you know, in the earth that you know, was promised, Lord. More time. I'll see you guys tomorrow.